Welcome to the Mill Spouse Coffee House Podcast.
Your podcast baristas, Leslie and Brittany, have a latte on their minds.
My kid gets in the dishwasher, that's the first thing she grabs is the knife. To, like, use all the help. All the help. Am I the only one that's weirded out by that situation?
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask.
You don't have to get dressed. You can do online hungover, y'all.
That's true. Yeah.
That's funny.
Here are your hosts, Leslie and Brittany.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another podcast episode of Mill Spouse Coffee House.
Welcome, welcome. How do you say welcome in Spanish?
Bienvenidos.
That's what I thought, but I don't want to butcher it, so I didn't say it. I made you do it.
I don't know if I don't know if that's the correct pronunciation, but
I thought it was great.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Olé. Welcome, everybody. We hope you are doing well, and we're back again today to talk about the importance of being positive and sharing positive interactions and experiences instead of the negative. We're tired of seeing negative stuff.
Oh, it's so, but I feel like just as humans in this society, and I don't know if it's society or if it's the way that we're wired, but that's what happened. Like, we're so much more likely to go out and tell people like, oh, I had this awful experience at this place, rather than like, they were really nice and this place was awesome. Like, you will go and spread all that bad stuff very quickly and easily. But like, the nicer, like a positive review is a little bit less likely.
I know. I wonder, is it because we get so fired up when we're mad and we're just like, we got to let the mad out, you know?
I think so.
That has to be it. Cause how often do you like write a nice note to a manager about how great somebody did on their team and helped you out, or whereas like on Yelp, I'm like, I'm going to write a bad review about them on Yelp. Mm-hmm. This was the worst experience.
Yeah.
You know, that's not constructive.
It's really not. My husband always says, don't give me a problem without a proposed solution.
Yeah.
Until you have a solution to the problem, I don't want to hear it. And I'm like, ooh, you're right. Wow.
Yeah, I love that.
I know. The other day I was like, can we please not watch Fortune Fire for the fucking 30th time? Sorry, F-bomb. You can edit that out if you want. I was talking about being fired up, okay? Because he has been on this Fortune Fire, I don't know, trend or whatever, every day. And he's like, well, what else do you want to watch? I'm like, I don't know. And he's like, don't give me a problem without the solution. You need to propose something else to watch.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man. Disney Plus. Whatever's on there.
That's better than this.
Yeah.
I that's actually a great idea. So I like that. But you know what? Real quick before we jump into our topic, I think we need to mention our dating show. Hold on. The JS casting. Real quick, guys.
We got a lot of positivity today, guys.
Yeah.
Bringing it.
Wanted to share with you real quick that JS Casting, who is responsible for casting Food Network's Beat Bobby Flay and Food Network Star, is now casting couples for a brand new military relationship docuseries. So it's set to air on a leading cable network, and the show is looking to feature couples in long-distance military relationships. So that means if you're currently dating, then they want to hear from you and they want to share your story. So if you want to apply, go to www.jscasting.com. And so it's important to note that all appearances in uniform or during duty hours will be cleared and coordinated in accordance with DOD instructions 5410.16. All service members appearing in the production will adhere to the standards of conduct delineated in the current joint ethics regulation.
So serious.
I know.
Y'all, that's like the only, I think this is the only shout out that we give that we have to like read all of the fine print.
Right. Like, yeah, we got to do the fine print on that one because it's super important.
Yeah, legally we are required to read all of that nonsense. So
anyway, if you want to share your story, if you are currently dating a service member and you are not in the same location, maybe you're on one side of the country and they're at the duty station in another side of the country or across the world or whatever that might be look like, then share your story.
Yeah. And if you find people like that are around that are dating, let them know that you heard it from us to go and apply for an audition, because how exciting would that be?
Yeah.
Guys, do it.
Share your story.
Cool.
I love that. Okay. Yeah. So back to talking about positivity and really like, I think it's important to like mention that when really crazy, like an accident, for example, like, mm-hmm. okay, let me give you this example. A couple years ago, I was in a car accident with my then, I don't even think she was two. Oof. Maybe she was two.
Scary.
2 year old. And I had my dog in the car too. And my dog sits in a car seat because he's a 12-pound dog.
Wow.
So he has a car seat as well.
Brittany. That's really awesome.
He has a little, it's like a little fluffy chair and a harness, and it keeps him in his car seat. Otherwise he crawls all over my shoulders, and it's a safety hazard. And if we were in an accident, he would probably go straight through the windshield.
Right.
So
yeah.
For his safety and for my safety, he's in his car seat.
I like it.
So make fun of it all you want.
All right. No, actually it's a really good point. I have had that thought with I have big dogs who, I don't know, do they make big dog car seats? I'm sure they do. There's probably like a harness.
Yeah.
But I've thought about that. If the car rolls over, if I'm in a rollover accident, the dogs are going to die because they're just going to fly everywhere.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you. And your
thank
safety.
You. Thank mm-hmm. you. So anyway, so we're on our way home from a park. I have the dog and the baby in the car, and my husband's deployed. I'm all by myself, and we are going down the highway, and it's stopped traffic like in the middle lane, but in the two sides, cars are flying like 50 miles an hour, but the middle lane I'm parked in. Right. It's San Diego, right?
That's where I got hit by a car too as a pedestrian.
Okay. Oh, as a pedestrian. Oh gosh. Mm-hmm. So I got rear-ended by a car going 50 miles an hour when I was stopped.
Ouch.
And her car like basically broke to pieces. She had one of those little like hamster commercial cars. I can't think. They're like the box.
The Kia, the little Soul.
I think so. Is that? Oh yeah.
It was, that's what the hamster's in it. The commercial.
Yeah, okay.
That's what you're referring to.
Yeah. Yeah.
The hamster cars.
Hamster cars. So her car basically like broke apart, but, my car, nothing really happened to me, thank goodness, except for like, well, my car was totaled. But she hit us so hard that my like navigation system in my car had popped out of the dashboard.
Interesting.
I know, it was really strange.
Interesting how the force like turned around and came
out
that way.
It was really strange. And I could see her coming in my rearview mirror before she even hit me, and I had nowhere to go. I couldn't go right or left because the cars were just flying. And so when she hit me, thank goodness Genevieve was asleep and she was still rear facing.
Yeah,
the time.
Thank God.
So she, you know, it just scared her. She was fine. And my dog Max was in his car seat. So, you know, nothing happened to him. And the amount of people that stopped to help me was, my mind was blown. My mind was blown. And there were at least four cars that stopped and got out, got me out of the car, got Genevieve, got my dog out of the car. Like I had this one kid was holding the dog. This lady was holding Genevieve. You know, they helped move my car to the side of the road. A woman gave me a ride home because of course I didn't have anybody nearby. Walked
right.
me to my house. She was a nurse, happened to be a nurse. Like the amount of people that stopped and actually helped me, I just like, I was so overwhelmed. I couldn't believe
that's really
the help that I got. You know what I mean? And it was, and I don't know that any of it really had to do with the fact that I had a baby and a dog in the car. I think at first they just saw a car being hit.
Right.
And people just got out. So, and started helping. And so seeing that the way that people were just helping me and helping each other, I think that's just, it's important to focus on those kinds of things and the positivity in our world and you know that really does happen. We just focus on all of the negative stuff.
Oh, I know. Natural disasters are a good example of that too. Like there are some bad things that happen, like people loot and all of that stuff,
right?
But majority, like when our house flooded, we had like 4 feet of water in our house, so we had to rip out literally everything. And no flood insurance, by the way, because we were not in a flood zone. Hello. Everybody like from the neighborhood just went from house to house, and you'd rip out everybody's stuff because like most of the houses in that neighborhood flooded, and you would just rip out drywall and all the flooring, and then we go to the next house and everybody would rip everything out and then go to the next house.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, the situation was not awesome, but it really right. brought together that community mm-hmm. and showed you how great people can be. And yeah. so I think the whole point of that is just taking that positivity that happens in like tragic or accidents or sad situations or whatever that is, and not translating it over to like ignoring a bad Yelp review and but just put your energy somewhere else. I think exactly. that's what I'm trying to say. You know, if you're yep. really upset about your experience at, I don't know, Target, don't, you know, go take it out. You don't know what that person who you had the bad experience exactly. with is going on. You don't know what they have going on in their life.
Mm-hmm. Biggest thing. Yep. And most of the time when people are rude to you or say, when they're just like not nice to you, that has to do with them. It really has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
I've never encountered anybody mean to me that is like a happy person. That's like, hey, you know, like my life is great, but I'm just going to be mean to you for the sake of being mean. It's right. like people that like don't want to be working at Target. Something's going on at home. They can't pay their bills. Like they're just mad because like you're spending money and they can't like some, you know, like
it could be always, anything. It yeah. could be, or
they
or
could have literally just had somebody die.
Yeah.
The first day I went back to work after my sister died was really intense.
I bet. And
I wasn't like my regular, like, hey, how you doing self? Like I tried to be, but I just physically, emotionally, like couldn't project all of that. And there were some times when people will walk out the door and I'm like, man, they are going to think that I am a big jerk because I was quiet.
Yeah.
And it was,
but they don't know what's going on in your head, exactly. what's going on in your life.
Yeah.
So I think that's another thing we really have to be conscious of. If we just don't know what people have going on, and we're all human beings and we all have feelings, and we, and it sounds like a kindergarten show, like Daniel Tiger, we all have feelings, but the fact of the matter is that, you know, we all have shit going on in our mm-hmm. life. We all
ooh,
do.
I just did a podcast episode on the Leslie O Show about this.
Oh,
yes.
Well then we need to
that's
link
really
it up.
Interesting. Yeah, I'll do it. I tell a story about how, I was, husband's deployed. We just moved into a house. I had to renovate it. Lula was like one, and I was just falling into this depression state. And I put my dogs out, and I got a letter, an anonymous letter from, I don't know who did it. Obviously, it was a neighbor, but they didn't put anything on it. It just said resident, and they just ripped me apart anonymously.
Just that one word, resident, where they diminished you down to that one word. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like they you're not a human being anymore. You're just
right.
a resident.
Yeah. So if you want to hear more about that story, we will link up the Leslie O Show where I talk about that. But
yeah.
my point exactly was if that person had come and like knocked on the door, I would have told them what was going on, and I would have freaking brought my dogs inside because I do have a dog that barks a lot. Like
yeah.
but I was in a point where I was in survival mode. I was keeping Lula alive. I was making sure she was fed, she was bathed, and that I was a functioning adult, because that at that point, that was all I could do.
Yeah.
And so the dogs were too much. Like they're in my space and I was just like losing my mind. And so they were outside a lot so that I wouldn't yell at them in front of Lula and like freak out, because it would just, I just couldn't handle it temporarily.
Well, and that's, you know,
that person would have found out if they had asked instead of being really mean.
You weren't just putting the dogs outside just because
right,
you
because I'm a
your
jerk.
Dogs
like,
bark.
Yeah.
Or because you want your neighbors to be miserable.
Yeah,
like there's
listen to
there's a reason behind all of those things. Just think about it the next time that you're like, oh my gosh, that person just cut me off in traffic. Okay, maybe mm-hmm. they were on their phone and they shouldn't have been.
Right.
But I mean, how many times have you like made a mistake and you're like, oh my God, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I totally did it. I did it, went the wrong way.
Yeah. And you just there's with
like,
arrow.
But there was literally, and I was like, no, I'm in the wrong lane. But I was, and I was like, I'm sorry. Like voice, like doing your mouth really exaggerating.
Yeah.
Like, doing my hands. The guy totally did. I mean, he did get out of my way, but I'm pretty sure he rolled his eyes at me.
Yeah. Well, that's just an important thing. And like, you know, one of my employees right now, because I have a team of folks, is having a really hard time personally. And unfortunately, it's trickling over into her work a little bit. And
yeah.
so she called me the other day and she was just crying, and we talked. And I'm like, you are a human being and you're allowed to have these emotions. And I know you have XYZ going on in your life, and it's very hard to separate work and personal life, especially when it's stuff as serious as what she has going on. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this just applies all around. It applies to all things. You know, the pay it forward thing.
Yep.
That people are doing. Like, I was at Aldi the other day, and you have to put the quarter in, you know.
Oh, right.
I always forget the stupid quarter.
I sent my mom to Aldi without telling her that. I kind of forgot, and I was like, yeah, I just got to Aldi, and she came back. She's like, you didn't tell me about that quarter.
Well, but I have found that people are real, like, people do the pay it forward thing at Aldi all the time with the buggies, mm-hmm. and you know, and that's, I guess that's just a regular thing, because people probably forget quarters all the time.
It's ridiculous.
And bags. I always forget bags.
Yeah.
But you know, it's just those simple things. That's just doing a nice thing for another person. Write that nice review as opposed to a negative review. Mm-hmm. Understand that if you have a bad exchange with an employee somewhere, it's not because of you probably. It's because of what they have personally going on, unless you're being a jerk. And then they're just deflecting, you know, you're just...
Yeah. Well, you know, the world reflects what you are. So if you are being an asshole, people are going to be an asshole back to you.
Yep.
And you would, cause you attract that.
I was at the good example. I was somewhere yesterday, and this lady was talking to the desk and was complaining about how they had changed a class that her son was in. It was like a swim class or something. And they had changed her son's class to a different time. And she kept saying, nobody used their critical thinking skills.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh, lady, you're going to get nowhere by talking to these people this way.
Wow.
Nowhere. And she kept saying it over and over and using like the little critical thinking skills.
Little air quotes.
God, can you be even like any more demeaning?
Oh, that is really not nice. Did her car get hit in the parking lot?
Karma came and got her.
Yeah, because
that's
listen,
another thing too, is karma is like,
whatever you put in the world comes back to you tenfold. So if you're putting out bad stuff, it's coming back to you. And it may not be right away. So you might feel like you can be a jerk and talk to people that way and all of that. But eventually it comes back.
Well, maybe the title of this podcast should be Karma is Gonna Get You.
Yeah, we should do that. Mm-hmm. It's gonna get you. But yeah, no. So going back to that review thing, I have started on my personal development journey, okay? Because I used to be so negative. I complained about freaking everything, and I made excuses, and I put blame on other things that are really out of my control that are not to blame, because at the end of the day, you're responsible for every single decision you make. Mm-hmm. So I've been taking like a lot of extra time to rewire my brain to not go straight negative, and it's really hard, y'all. Because there's so much around us that's negative. Your social media is likely more than 50% people complaining or blaming, sharing bad stuff. The media, the news is nothing but negative. I mean, there might be 5% where they share something happy on your local news, but your cable news is nothing but crap.
I can't watch it.
I hate it. It's not, none of it is true. It's all biased, which is, I don't understand how we got here. That's a whole nother podcast, but it's biased and it's just bad. It's bad. So I encourage y'all to take a news detox, turn it off for 7 days and see how you feel, because all it does is put fear in you. Cause then you're like, ooh, what's going to happen politically and what's going to happen to the world? Are we going to have World War III? And there's this and there's that, especially because we do have in our community, you know, spouses that are getting deployed right now and that have been. And it's just fear. And like, you're making yourself experience an emotion of fear or anxiety. You're making yourself experience it by just thinking it when it's not really happening. Mm-hmm. Like, none of that stuff is happening to you. You're not, there's the only time that you should really be in fear is like if a lion is chasing you and going to eat you.
Right.
You know, our brains are wired for survival. And because we don't have that problem anymore of having to survive in the wild, now we get it from stuff like the news or bad things happening or like looking at social media. You get the same reaction in your brain chemically and physiologically.
Ooh, I don't know. Yeah. I think that's right.
I think it's right too. Yep.
Go with it.
But yeah, so all of that anxiety that happens, you're literally making yourself do that. all you, because you're looking at bad stuff at the end of the day.
Well, right. And scrolling through Facebook, and all people want to talk about is how they had the horrible experience at the grocery store, and that the bagger wasn't nice, and then this lady pulled out in front of them, and all of this stuff. And it's all
like, the
lady
that pulled out in front of you is karma.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's all like me, 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 I'm the victim, I'm the victim, right. I'm the victim kind of stuff. And sort of,
that is a bad place to be. Y'all play the victim is a horrible place to be. Cause listen, I used to do it, and it takes time and effort to undo that. And it takes, it's not an easy thing, cause you automatically go negative. It's easier, it's less energy, and you're trained to do that. We have been trained to do that as a whole.
And I think social media has a big,
because it's, you can share a bad review, a bad article in a flash, and it's just spread, and you get people who want to come and comment on it. They're like, oh yeah, F that lady, or like this, that, and the other. You know, we talk all the time, you guys, about getting out of the groups that are bad.
Yeah.
And I know that it's like kind of, it can be fun and entertaining, but I mean, I know you saw it, Brittany, but I don't know how many of y'all saw it. There's a military spouse that just died by suicide, and they have put cyberbullying in those military spouse groups as part of it. That's not all of it. It never will be all of it. Mm-mm. But you got somebody who's likely already in a bad place, like me, when that lady sent a letter to me, or lady, I don't know if it was a man or lady, who knows? I still have no idea. It's a mystery. But she asked for help, and
they made fun of her.
And you guys all know how it goes. Depend to this, depend to that. You knew what you were getting into. People are so damn mean. And it's people who usually don't even know what they're talking about.
Well, that's...
say.
Yeah, that's true.
So, and coming back to, you don't know what the person next to you is going through.
Just be nice.
Yeah. And if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything.
Right? Like, who says that? Thumper from Bambi. That goes back to Bambi. Came out in the 50s.
We've been told this since we were little. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything
at
all.
Don't say anything at all. That's right.
Kind of the same thing as if you have a problem, don't present it unless you have a proposed solution.
I love that. I think that's a great way to live by.
And that has like stopped me in my tracks at times where I'm like, I have something to say, like a complaint. Yeah. I'm like, you know what? I don't know how to fix this. So, you know, unless it's serious and you're like, well, this is a problem. Let me identify it because everybody around me is, you know, has no idea. But like something like, can we watch something else? Like have backup.
have a reason why.
Yeah, you need to be able to back up what you say. But yeah, if you can train yourself to stop for like just a second and not complain or constructively say it, it changes everything around you. It changes the people around you. It changes how you feel about yourself. Because honestly, when you're out there freaking cyberbullying and saying, depend on this, depend on that, like you should have known, there's all those people that say that have something missing in them.
Yes.
And it's really unfortunate that somebody felt so shitty about that they took their own life.
I know. I hate that.
Yeah. And be kind, y'all. Be kind.
Be nice. Be kind to each other. Isn't that what Ellen says? Be kind to each other.
Yeah.
So before we sign off for the day, because we're almost up out of time, I wanted to mention a good experience that I have been having with Jessica Tolino, or is it Tolino? Sorry, Jessica, if I'm pronouncing your last name incorrectly, but we are planning a Disney World trip, and I'm just giving her a shout out. She's doing such a great job. She has helped us plan our Disney World trip that we're doing in April. She has a website. It's imagineeredvacations.com, and it's imagineered, like you imagine, and then engineer. So kind of like Disney, I think, is Imagineer.
I think they're called Imagineers.
Yeah.
Engineers that work there.
Yeah, so it's imagineeredvacations.com. Yeah. And I know that would be so amazing. And you can go to her website if you are planning a trip to Disney. You should definitely check her out. She's been really awesome. And I'm kind of a little bit of a pain in the butt. So
imagine
she's doing a great job. So if you're planning a trip to Disney World, she's a military spouse, definitely check out
Disney. Can be really intimidating too. There's so much there, and it's like, where do I stay? How do I get there? What park do I go to?
Oh, she knows all that stuff.
Yeah. I highly recommend just having some help on that if you're unfamiliar with.
And there's many military spouses out there that do have the you know, businesses and but she's just one of the many great ones. And you know, I love to support a military spouse.
Jessica, can I tell you a really funny story about the name Jessica real fast?
Yes.
Okay, we were at the park. And Lula Mae, there's like this boy that was the same age, and he's like, "Hey, what's your name?" And she's like, "Spider Woman." And he's like, "No, but really, what's your name?" And then she like looks at me like side eyes and like puts her hand over her mouth so he can't see, and is like, "Mom, what's her name? Jessica?" And I'm like, "Jessica, that's not your name." And she's like, "No, it's Jessica, right?" Like, he can obviously hear, too.
That's
like,
so
everybody
funny
at the park can hear. Because Spider-Woman's name is Jessica. So she wanted to introduce herself as Jessica. But it was hilarious. Because then the boy looks at me and he's like, "Is her name really Jessica?" And I was like, "Yep, going with it, baby.
We're going to go with it. Her name is now Jessica." That's great.
So ridiculous. We probably look like big creepers. Because she's like, "Is Jessica right?" Everybody can hear. Like, you're clearly not telling the truth. But at least she wanted to follow through. Like, she embodied Spider-Woman fully.
That's great.
That was funny.
But go, Jessica. Spider-Woman.
Spider-Woman from, like, the 50s, y'all, by the way. If you have Disney Plus, it's on there.
Oh, because I was going to say, I don't know what Spider-Woman.
No, it's on there. It's also, like, there's a lot of, like, really, like, sexist BS. Yeah, it's actually very interesting to watch the things that are said and listen. Like, she doesn't get any of it. She just sees Spider-Woman being an awesome person. But, like, Spider-Man comes in every now and then and is like, "She can't beat me because I'm a man and she's a woman." Like, oh, they God. Literally say things like that. It's ridiculous. Anyway. Okay, so on that note, I don't know what Spider-Woman has to do, but my ultimate PCS app
is awesome.
Spider-Woman Like is great.
My ultimate PCS, if you are about to PCS, check this app out. It's in the Google App Store. So it's for Android and iPhone, basically.
Yes.
So I just downloaded it the other night because we are PCSing soon. And it helps you get organized. And they added our podcast as a resource in their app. So we're super excited for that. So thank you, My Ultimate PCS, for adding us as a resource. There are several other podcasts that are listed there. So definitely check them out as well.
Yeah.
And our episode.
I'm just kidding. There's so many awesome resources out there in podcasts, you guys.
And our episode would not be complete without mentioning our season 3 sponsor, the 90-day VA virtual assistant internship program is awesome, guys. And if you have not checked it out yet, you definitely need to. I think the course is open for enrollment right now, or it might have just closed off, but they do open it every once in a while, and you can do the 90-day VA course anytime. And then I think you can join the Facebook group anytime.
Yeah, anytime. You'll get on the email list. You'll get jobs that are available because they partner with companies who are looking to hire specifically military spouse virtual assistants. They're willing to work with you so you can stay at home. You can go to school. You can hang out with the kids. Like, you know, I see all the time, "I need a work at home job. I need a work at home job." And then, you know, you're flooded with, you know, MLMs and all of that good stuff. No, you know, nothing wrong with an MLM, guys, but when people are, you know, that's not what everybody's looking for. So, it's a real one. It's real, real job.
Real deal.
Yeah.
Real deal,
so definitely get in on that email list, if nothing else.
So, alrighty. Well, that's all we have for today, y'all. Thanks again for sticking around and checking us out. If you have any questions or need anything, you can always instant message us.
Oh, this is not AOL anymore. I'm pretty sure we date ourselves every single episode. Wow.
You can IM us.
We have an IM. Did you change your instant messenger to like cool fonts and highlight backgrounds?
No,
back in the day
I
on
never,
AOL?
I don't instant remember messenger? Doing that, being that fancy. Like,
wow, I had Comic Sans. And I had hot pink and lime green. Sometimes I would switch up the font in the background, but that was like my go-to.
No, I just did regular. I really wasn't on it like that much. Cause it came out, I think when I was maybe in high school or maybe in college.
Because I would have been in junior high.
Yeah, I didn't really care about it at that time.
I would get off the bus and then get on IM.
Okay.
Actually, in fact, Zachary, my husband, and I would IM each other.
Oh, that's funny.
How long I've known him? Long time.
Long time.
More than half of my life.
Wow. That's crazy. Well, not IM, but you can DM, right? That's what the kids are saying these days. DM us, send us an email, hello@millspousecoffeehouse.com. If you have any topic ideas or questions or just want to say hey, then send us a message. But
all right. Till next time, y'all. Be kind. I feel like Ellen.
I know. Be kind.
Call me Ellen
to everybody. Let's spread the positivity. Spread the love. That's important, guys. Alrighty.
Yeah, maybe we should do like a challenge. If you listen to this episode within the next 5 days, leave a good review for somebody.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be for us, but we'd love it if it were for us.
You know,
but leave
five stars.
Leave a good review for somebody. I love that. So,
yeah. If you're at a restaurant or just wherever you are, like go on Google reviews and. Or if you don't want to publicly do it, it's really cool just to like write a note to a manager. I started doing that like when I had a great experience. I'm like, hey, I don't know who is going to get this, but here's an email saying, you know, this employee was awesome.
Yeah.
Because that, y'all, goes so far. So far.
It really does. All right, guys. Continue to be awesome. We love you. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye-bye. Bye.